Focus on Ukraine. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. This time between President Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz Monday at the White House.
The two leaders want to assure Americans that Germany stands with the United States over Russia's aggression toward its neighboring country. However, Germany is refusing to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine, acknowledging Berlin could be portrayed as an unreliable NATO partner. But Scholz vows that Moscow will pay a higher price if an invasion occurs.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Some lawmakers demanding answers from the White House about last summer's chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Leaked notes from a national security deputies meeting on August 14th, one day before Kabul fell, indicate the Biden administration had not yet finalized where to evacuate thousands of Americans and allied Afghans.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. 13 U.S. service members were killed during the evacuation effort when a terrorist's bomb exploded near their airport checkpoint. A growing trend in Europe as another country drops coronavirus restrictions. This time, it's Sweden.
It means the end of rules, including early closing times for bars and restaurants, as well as mask mandates and vaccine certificates.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. The federal trial of three former Minneapolis cops charged with violating George Floyd's rights resumes on Monday. It was abruptly suspended last week after one of the defendants tested positive for COVID. The three former officers are accused of failing to give Floyd medical aid as Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announcing on Sunday a series of investigations Republicans will undertake if they take back control of the House in 2022. In an appearance on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, McCarthy says he'll put together a bipartisan committee on China that includes a probe into the origins of the pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sheriff's deputies in Florida arresting three alleged neo-Nazis after their group roughed up a Jewish college student.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says the three are members of the National Socialist Movement, one of the nation's largest neo-Nazi groups. During a rally last month, college student David Neustadt told Fox 35 in Orlando that he was driving by when he got out of his car, started recording the group, and pushed a demonstrator who spat at him.
I'm literally Jewish, and I got attacked, assaulted, pepper sprayed, you name it, spit on, called disgusting slurs just because of my religion.
The three suspects are in their mid-40s. Two are charged with battery along with a hate crime enhancement. The third is charged with grand theft for allegedly taking the young man's iPhone. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Israel's prime minister congratulating President Biden for last week's raid in Syria that killed the leader of ISIS. Naftali Bennett telling the president the world is now a safer place thanks to the courageous operation of U.S. forces. Daring stunts and slapstick comedy energized this weekend's box office.
Jackass Forever exceeding expectations in its first weekend in theaters.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
The fourth movie in the stunt and prank series with 23.5 million in ticket sales. The big-budget sci-fi spectacle Moonfall in the number two spot, grossing just over 10 million during its debut weekend. Spider-Man No Way Home falling to number three with 9.6 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
An argument in the checkout line at a South Florida grocery store escalates into a deadly shooting. Police have a suspect. in custody. I'm Chris DeMeo, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.